Wake Up Call on WNRN. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The Wake Up Call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Yeehaw, everybody. Happy July 11th. So happy to have you with us today. Thank you for tuning in. We got Lee Channing with us today. She's always exciting, entertaining, helpful.
Keep going, keep going.
Yeah. You like that?
Thank you, Rick.
But
it's
you only gave me a
$5 here.
Bill.
Right. Yes. You haven't paid me yet. I've only been doing this for like 11 years.
Ooh, it has been a long time. We always question that at the start.
That's right.
1101 here on the Wake Up Call, WNRN. Lee Channing will be here today. We usually float back and forth between the two terms. I noticed that the promotion for this week, you were psychic Lee Channing.
Okay.
And then there's the intuitive analyst. And we do that because so many people think of psychic as those 1-900 numbers that charge you like $4.95 a minute.
Right.
And that's not what you do.
No, there's some negative connotation to the word, but it's exactly. Some people say, oh, a psychic gets information and an intuitive works differently. It's really not true. We are all, every human being, in fact, is psychic and intuitive, and we get a lot of information that we should or could pay attention to that way. But, you know, with me, I wear a lot of hats. I'm also a hypnotherapist. I also do a lot of work with intuitive color awareness. I do animal communication. So I'm just very blessed. I love doing all types of intuitive work, and it all sort of fits into that same category.
Well, and we're always happy to have you here. People will write down the phone number because we expect it to be well used and quite busy today. Kristen is here to produce the show and answer the phones. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lazarus is here too, but I don't know that he'll be answering the phones any today.
Well, if you call and somebody goes woof woof, then we know Lazarus is answering the phone after all. So
that's,
he's
see,
beautiful.
That's the issue though. Lazarus doesn't speak or bark, which makes him a very helpful dog.
And he's got one good eye, but he's a gorgeous boy.
So Lee Channing here with us today. Gosh, it's so hot in here. Is it just me, or does it seem incredibly warm?
It's warmer than usual, but it's been warmer than usual everywhere. So.
That's true. And I got a question about that a little later on.
Sure.
But let's start. People who listen regularly and who've heard you on here before recognize your voice and your name. But for those who are new and for whatever have been doing other silly things in their life besides listening to the program on Sundays, how did you get this ability?
Well, that's, we all have, quote, this ability in varying degrees. But, you know, as a child, I could see light and colors around people, and I could communicate with the animals. I knew when they were ill. A lot of times the sick animals in the neighborhood would show up on my porch, much to my mother's dismay, actually. But, you know, as I grew older, as a teenager, I didn't want to have any abilities. But in my early 20s, I began to have extremely vivid clairvoyant episodes. Clairvoyance, of course, meaning that you are, quote, seeing in your mind's eye something that is happening elsewhere. Those episodes were extremely frightening. They were car accidents, suicides, things that I did not want to see, but it certainly got my attention. So from then on, I began to do research into parapsychology. I went to the University of Minnesota for a number of years and studied all about altered states of consciousness. I became a hypnotherapist in the mid-70s and a focus on past life regressions. So I have done my work. I've read energy of people now for many, many years. And I think that I started out doing psychometry where I would hold your watch or your ring. And then I began to realize I could do it without that. And then over the phone and then over the radio and now over the internet. And a lot of my work is long distance. I do a lot of work around the world. So I'm just blessed to read energy of wonderful people and try to offer them some sort of guidance and support.
How do you do this over the radio or over the internet? I think many people who might, who do believe or whatever your status is in faith and understanding can say, okay, I can see the aura that you give off. I can feel the energy from holding the watch, but come on, through voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Through internet? Come on. How does this happen?
You know, I think I've done this enough years now. It's like everything else. If you lift weights long enough, you can carry heavier weights and you do things differently. And things become sort of on autopilot. And I think with me now, I just tune into the energy. I don't even need the voice or the name. All I have to do is aim my energy in the right direction. And it's sort of like an arrow. It goes into that space and it reads the energy there. And I offer whatever comes to me. So it just happened literally over the years. And it took a lot of years. I've been doing this for almost 35 years now. So it took a while. But I literally can do it without a name. I don't infringe on people's energy without their permission. But with permission, I can go right into the right place. And it's just a blessing. I love doing it. So,
all right. So dial us up. Ask your questions to Lee Channing from Spirits Speaking. No, Spirits Evolving. I only have done this how many times now?
11 years, yes, 11 I think it years. Is.
anyway, dial us up. Ask your question, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's the toll-free line in case you're a little further out.
And we can talk about anything. People that may not have listened before, we talk about everything from what color is good for your energy to animal communication to career issues, where you should live. Relationships are usually a big thing. So, you know, really any type of question. If somebody asks a question and I don't get anything, I just say, I don't get anything. That doesn't happen very often. But,
right. And let's start. We always start with me because color seems to be the big thing. I see the phone ringing now. So let's start with me. We always start with color. Color, I guess, is your number one.
It's an amazing tool. It really is. Over the last 15, 18 years, I've done so much work with color. And color is a healthy tool for growth. You can use color to make yourself feel better, to heal your physical body. And you can also use color in your environment to make yourself feel more comfortable.
And you always start with the shirt I'm wearing.
Well, if you had any color in the shirt you're wearing, I could start there.
What?
But since the
I was
shirt,
told that this was celery. And it's got a little
It's got a little like plaid thing.
It's got
in
a it's got a checker thing going to it.
Well, if that was celery, it would be about 3 weeks old, okay? Oops, sorry. Now I've insulted the host. It's
always
a very
bust me.
It's a sort of a pale greenish strange color of the heart center. So it's an emotional color, but just a tiny bit of emotional. Today must be casual day because I'm dressed more casually than usual and you're dressed very casually in sort of your khaki green. You could go in the forest for a walk today and the deer won't even see you. Is that enough?
That's plenty. Let's take our call.
Okay.
And let's see. We got Leah. Are you with me?
I am.
Hi, Leah. Leah from Charlottesville. Question for Lee Channing.
My question is that there is a solar eclipse today, and I heard that it was also a new moon, and that was a great time to manifest. And I was wondering how one could help that, especially in relationships.
Oh, good job. And it does fit into relationships. Actually, this is a more powerful time astrologically. I get a lot of emails about this. I don't spend a lot of time on that in my personal practice, but I certainly have a great belief in people checking into their own astrological issues. And the time of the new moon, this is true every month in the new moon, is a time of intention. It's a time of planning. If everybody could go for next month or for this month, start today, and put on your calendar the new moon. I always do that. The day of the new moon is a wonderful time to set your intentions for the next month.
As opposed to full moon?
Because absolutely.
Full moon seems to have all the
No. The full moon is
attention.
Somewhat out of our control. The full moon is very, find yourself very emotional. Yes, more babies are born during the full moon. A lot of crime is committed. The full moon is a very powerful time, but it is not nearly the time of the full moon for planning. The full moon sort of opens the door. And the new moon, the full moon is the sort of the culmination of the energy. And the new moon is opening the door. So if you can make your plans for the month on the day of the new moon, it's really very powerful. And to finish your question about relationships, if you can say on the new moon, write down your intentions for your relationship. If you don't have one, write down what you would like to attract. It's a time of healthy attraction. as opposed to finishing the project, start new projects with the new moon. But in relationships, it's very powerful. It's a good time to evaluate your relationships without judgment, but sit down and go, what can I change? I've been with my husband for 18 years now. What can I change this month? It's always something you can aim for. Let's have more personal time. You know, let's have more fun. Let's talk more. Let's have more dinners together, whatever it is. So new moon is a very good time. Today's a very good time to create a new scenario in your life.
Hmm.
Thank you, Lee.
Good start.
Very good question.
Thanks.
11:11 here on WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst, some refer to as psychic. Dial up with your question, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN rocks if you're a little further out. So back to Leah's question. I always look ahead and circle the full moon on my calendar so I know when the people I work with are going to be a little nutty.
Right.
And
right.
I can sort of just write that off as not true problematic, but...
Good. But if you want to get those people you work with to maybe give you a little bit more and you want a little bit more enthusiasm, find the new moon and pick that as your day to say, listen... This month, we're going to make a few changes, and let's start today. Don't do that on the new moon because they're already a little out of it. And don't wear that shirt.
I can't. I hear it's a little worn and faded. And I thought that this would be a little different because I don't think I've ever worn this.
No, thankfully, in 11 years. I'm sure you've... No, I won't say maybe you've had it for 11 years because I won't go there, but...
busting me today.
It's hot outside. We're going to talk about the heat outside.
We're going to talk about the heat because it's not just hot in here. But I see the toll-free line is being used at the moment.
Great.
Dial us up for the local line. Your questions for Lee Channing, 979-0919.
And so many people wait until like the last 5 minutes of the show. Call in now, you know, so we have plenty of time.
Well, you know, a lot of people... They have to get convinced by others. I always say here that somebody has to be first out on the dance floor.
That's right.
To get things going. All right, we have Doug from Richmond. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Doug.
Right. What you got?
Hey, Lee. I was wondering what her feelings were about the oil spill down in the Gulf.
Boy.
if she had any feelings about how that's going to go, or...
Well, thank you, Doug. That's wonderful.
Or what?
I really wondered before I got here if somebody would bring that up today.
Because
I've had so many emails and so many people that were and are totally devastated by the energy of this process. If you tune into the entire picture, not just the humans, but the animals and the environment and the plants... It is so overwhelming energetically that it is very, very difficult. So I have been trying to tell everybody to do what I've been trying to do, and that is to put a light around the area, literally to see the area getting better and to let us learn this as a major lesson for humanity. We cannot continue to do what we're doing to this planet, each person, each of us. You know, and I've learned things, too. I mean, I think, gosh, if I don't drive my car as much or if I have a car that's pretty good on gas, I'm not creating the need for oil. It's not true. If you use shampoo, there are oil products in your shampoo bottle. I mean, everything, I think it's some huge percentage, like 90% of everything that we use has some connection back to the oil industry, and we have to get better with that. But what I'd like everybody to do is instead of feeling so bad about it, is to try to see the animals and the land and the people as in a positive light. Every pelican filled with oil that you see a picture of at least had someone there to take his picture. The ones that are still alive hopefully are getting help. So I've been trying to ask people to say thank you to the animals that are showing us our disaster. You know, thank you to the people that are suffering and give some sort of blessing and thank you to this process. It is an unbelievable lesson that this world has been asking for a long time. I think it had to happen there, which is very sad for anyone. I'm sorry it happened anywhere, but we can't avoid it any longer. We've got to take a spiritual responsibility for this planet, for the animals, for the birds, and this is going to give everybody an amazing opportunity for growth. So I don't want to minimize it. It is unbelievable to me. The energy, it almost makes me physically nauseous when I tune into it, so I try not to do it too often. So everybody you can't live there in your mind. You've got to, even the people who live there, I know people there, I just talked to a man in Louisiana 2 days ago, and you have to be able to say, see the peace, see the joy returning to, and see us learning a lesson so that we don't have to go through this again. So thank you so much. That's an amazing question.
Lee Channing here on WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Dial us up with your question, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll-free. Maybe you're listening on Levinson's 94.7 or Richmond's 103.1. Ooh, and let's see, we got Chip from Richmond. Hey, Chip.
Hello.
Hey, question for Lee.
Curious to see her opinions on horoscopes versus numerology. We had a friend in this weekend who does numerology based on the date of birth, and I was a one, and wasn't quite sure about how much what we knew what the accuracy was of that. Some of it was true.
Right.
Horoscopes, I'm a little more. I think I believe a little bit more in Linda Goodman.
Sure.
She nailed me on the Pisces.
Oh, good. I was going to say you must be a Pisces. I was married to a Pisces once, Chip. You know, I hate to say that, but you know, I would never marry another Pisces.
I was going to say, I'm sorry.
Thank you very, very much. You know, I'm a double Taurus, so if that tells you anything from an astrology point of view.
What is double?
That means both my sun and my moon are in Taurus was born. So, yeah, and I have Libra rising. So you don't get any more well-balanced and down-to-earth and maybe a bit stubborn, I'll admit to that part. But it's good. And to answer your question, Chip, I think there's room for both. I have studied numerology in the past, not in depth. I took some astrology classes at the University of Minnesota, and I have friends who are astrologers. I think they both have great validity. But the secret to using any of these tools, whether it's numerology or your horoscope, is to take what feels right, to use it. But if it all doesn't feel right, you don't need to worry about it. Like if you're told that because you're a Pisces, you'll do this. I actually have a son who's a Pisces as well. So, you know, you have to really be careful not to buy into what doesn't feel right. I think horoscopes are easier to use than numerology for a lot of people because it is not quite as, it's more complicated, basically. But to read the books, I think that most people get a lot more out of their horoscope than they do out of trying to work with numerology because it can get a bit more confusing. But I think they're both very, very good. Your number doesn't mean as much as what fits you. And I don't believe, I know some people that work with numerology, it's very cut and dried. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, literally. I don't believe that. I think there's so many, we have so many facets to our energy that many times one number doesn't fit. You know, double Taurus fits to a point, but I'm also very well balanced. I have worked with people and they would have told me they were Pisces. I would never have believed it or their number as well. So I think just take what feels right. Look into it if it feels right for you. Don't become, you know, too involved with it, but have fun with it. If you stop having fun, I know a guy who does a lot of numerology. It's no more fun anymore because it's become his passion. It has become his obsession. Everything has a number. He can't talk to you without the number of that, the number of this, the number of this. When you add this and this, that gets too intellectual and gets away from your spiritual growth. So just have fun with it and trust what feels right to you.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
Oh, thank you, Chip. That was a wonderful question.
All right,
thank
Chip.
You so
Thanks,
much.
Man.
Thanks.
So what I took out of that was if it's telling you, if your horoscope tells you that you're going to have a bad day, then don't let the bad day come to you. Just do your normal thing. And
right. You can invite it in. The horoscope shouldn't say you're going to have a bad day anyway. Those are usually the cheapy little ones that don't have time to tell you. And they're very impersonal in a lot of ways. I can read Taurus in the newspaper and maybe one out of 20 times it'll fit. But if you want to do some research, really find a good astrologer. There are a number in this area. There are a number you can find. Find someone you trust and get a full, very personal reading. That's when astrology really helps, not the something you read every day.
All right, 11:20 on the wake-up call. Kate, I can see that you're on the line. Please hang tight just a moment while I do this dirty work. Lee Channing is here answering your questions. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. A little cooler over in the valley, mostly clear tonight, lows 60 to 65. Then mostly sunny with the chance of afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s and low 90s. Right now, it's fair in the valley and 79, 81 in Lynchburg. 84 in Richmond, 83 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let me thank Blue Ridge Graphics for letting us be here today. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville. They provide custom T-shirts and sportswear plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. Online, brgtshirts.com. All right, the toll-free number is open here with Lee Channing, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. But locally, we have Kate from Charlottesville. Hey, Kate.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. Can you hear Kate? Oh. All right, fire away, Kate.
You know, I'm actually driving away from Charlottesville. I think I'm getting out of radio contact.
Well, ask your question quickly.
Okay. How would you best go about trying to develop better intuition, and how would you best keep life on a spiritual basis rather than getting caught up in all of the junk?
Right. Good question, Kate. And
a two-part question.
Okay. And I think you can listen to this back on the podcast in case you can't hear my rest of my response.
Correct.
But yeah, that is a very good question, because we are all developing our intuition on a regular basis, whether we know it or not, because it comes with experience. It comes with letting your knowledge turn into wisdom. You can encourage that by, you know, having an intuitive reading. Ask someone like me or someone you trust some things that you can do personally. But I think the main thing to do is to find some quiet times for yourself every day. I don't mean deep meditation necessarily, but quiet times. Find a place where you can go for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and sit quietly, a walk in nature, something that brings you back to your core to calm your mind down. Our minds are our greatest tool and our biggest enemies. They provide us with something to do every second of every day. So to turn that down, many times you do need a mantra. You do need to walk and say peace and love or happiness or joy, or repeat your dog's name. Say Laz and Laz and Laz, or Missy, 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 or count. Walk, do a counting meditation where you're walking and you count each step. Count to 10, start over again. Those quiet times where your mind is not in control are the best times for you to feel better about your life, to keep your life in balance, to stop worrying so much. We all do, whether it's about the oil spill or about our job. Try not to worry so much. Worry does us absolutely no good. It just creates chaos in our bodies and our minds. So find some time when you totally disconnect. Some people like to use music, aromatherapy. Find the tools that work for you. But finding those quiet, peaceful times, that's the number one thing you can do.
All right, Kate, again, I hope you caught that by radio. If you did not, and for anybody who's joining us a little late, 1124 here on the Wake Up Call, SeevillePodcast.com. We should have that up later today, tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll get it up as soon as we can. And Lee Channing usually provides a link from her website, spiritsevolving.com.
Right.
All right, phone lines are open here at 1124 in the Wake Up Call, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Call up with your questions about employment, health, relationships, and animals. You mentioned, and I see the phone line ringing now, you mentioned animals earlier. You've done something in the past. Lazarus is here. Something that happened this past week on two separate days, about a week apart, Lazarus chewed on a friend's, I guess the best word for it is luggage handle. Two separate items, two separate bags, where Lazarus chewed on the handle and pretty much chewed it through.
Right. That's how to make friends.
And in fact, on one of them, chewed it on two separate ends to provide a little strip.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You could pick the little strip up. Why would he do that? What's that all about?
Well, dogs chew usually to release frustration. They like to chew. I mean, you know, babies need their pacifiers, etc. But many times they're going to chew on something that has the energy / smell of someone involved. So if it's the handle to your briefcase, the handle to your backpack, something like that, it has a lot of your energy on it. So you're either trying to get closer to the person or get the person farther away from you. So you can look at it and see, is that somebody he really likes and he was trying to be closer, or somebody he really doesn't care much for and he was trying to get rid of that smell? They'll do it with other animals as well. Even cats will do that. You have to be careful with putting cats together. They'll usually mark as opposed to chewing, but with dogs, dogs don't do things just sort of by instinct as much as we think. There usually is a reason behind it. If they're chewing something, it's either to tell you something or to hope you get the picture, or, you know, it's not usually just because their mouth may be sore. Now, I know Laz has some tooth problems. Some dogs with tooth problems, they do, it's like a child teething. They do tend to chew a little bit more. So you have to find that line to where is there a reason for this? Was this, a thing that he needed to do for his physical body? But usually there's that kind of energetic component under it.
Well, while we're talking about this, you did some sort of class a couple months ago.
I did.
And you've got something else, some other events coming up.
I did. I did a lecture on animal communication that was very well attended, and I met some wonderful people down at Ananda, which is a wellness center on Market Street near the Vinegar Hill Theater. I did it for the Charlottesville Whole Life Festival, and Abby has invited me back. So I'm going to, every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30, offer a series at Ananda. It'll be a donation, and it will be, the first Thursday will be a lecture. So the first Thursday of August, I'll be doing animal communication, and then we'll do past lives, and then we'll do ghosts and hauntings. So every first Thursday will be a lecture. All the following Thursdays, second, third, fourth Thursdays, will be something called colorful relaxation, where I will talk about a specific color, and we'll do a 15 or 20 minute sort of meditation relaxation where I talk about that color and you just relax and close your eyes. So that'll be every Thursday night. And on both of these are going to be just donation only. I don't want anybody not to be able to be there. But it starts this coming Thursday, the 15th, 6:30 to 7:30 down at Ananda.
Where? How do you spell Ananda?
It's A-N-A-N-D.
Okay, so I can find that on.
Absolutely, there. And it's on my website. We'll put it on the website. It's on Market Street. Literally, I think it's two or three doors up from the Vinegar Hill Theater.
All right, we've got another caller. We have Henry from Nelson County. Henry, welcome.
Yes, thank you, and I want to thank both of you for giving your Sunday mornings, Rook, for as long as you've been doing it, and Lee for coming in and giving your Sunday mornings for 11 years and all.
Thank you so much. I love doing it. I meet so many wonderful people.
My question is health-related. I came down with Lyme disease last year, and while it's been a very mild case, it's not been debilitating or anything. I've been dealing with it. And I'd like to know if I continue with my present, what I'm doing with it presently, or do I need to take further action, go see a doctor, take other things for it?
Well, that's a very good question, Henry, and I will get more personal than I usually do. I've had Lyme disease for 15 years now. I first developed Lyme disease in 1995, and I was told by several doctors that you don't get Lyme disease in Virginia, so I had no treatment. I ended up going to a specialist in New York who took 24 tubes of blood and 5 tubes of spinal fluid to tell me that I had Lyme disease, ehrlichiosis, and a mycoplasma. I have, thank goodness, a number of years of antibiotics on and off that I wish now maybe I had not done, but I found some natural treatments. I go to a local herbalist. I have actually been quite well with this, to have had it for so long. It really never leaves the body. So it is something that you need to keep track of. You need to make sure that you eat well, you rest, and you do all the things you need to do for yourself. I feel like, to make this personal to you instead of me, I think you're doing an excellent job. I really don't think that you need a lot of support, because you have found the right things. You are very self-aware. Your powerful energy, you have wonderful energy. Your powerful energy is definitely working to your benefit instead of against you. Sometimes for some people, when you get a physical challenge, your energy is not always your friend. You are very much in sync with your deepest energy, and that's amazing. Again, feel free to send me an email or give me a call and I can give you, you know, more detail. But something like Lyme disease does not have to be debilitating. I have known people over the years. I had a woman who ended up in the hospital for months and months with it. She is much better. It's certainly not the death sentence that I used to think it was when I first started reading about it. It's much more commonplace, and there are more treatments. So just keep doing what you're doing, because I think you're doing all the right things. And I would say that you're going to be able to continue to do fine with it. So thank you so much for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All right, Henry, best of luck. 11:31 on the wake-up call, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free number. Dial up. Kristen will patch you through. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support. The summer heat is on, and Blue Ridge is fully stocked with a selection of kayaks and canoes for the perfect getaway. You'll find canoes by Mad River, plus all styles of kayaks from Wilderness Systems. Also at Blue Ridge, it's stand-up paddle boats for lake, river, or ocean. That's Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. You can find them in the Barrack Shoed Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. They're on West Broad and the Chesterfield Town Center in Richmond. Online, it's brms.com. All right, let's see. We have Mike. Mike from Charlottesville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. Question?
Yeah, it's just kind of a general question. My life is going through a lot of changes right now, which included getting laid off from job, relationship issues, just things all over the place. And while many things seem negative on the surface, I'm seeing a lot of opportunity present itself, and I guess one question is, am I deluding myself? Because some of these opportunities are requiring some risk, you know, like taking this time off from the work situation will definitely be a challenge, but there are going to be opportunities for pursuing some creative endeavors, things like that. So I just kind of curious how that sounds, how that looks.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you called in, because I love to be able to tell you that you are in no way deluding yourself. You are right on track. You are one of the few people I've been able to talk to recently who really senses that the change in your life is a very positive thing. There's nothing to be concerned about. You are moving in the right direction. It's almost as though you needed a wake-up call. You needed to stop and look back, maybe. Look at some things you used to enjoy doing, some things from your past. Incorporate those into your present and into your future. I think you've finally gotten something that a lot of human beings have a lot of trouble with, is the power of the present moment. I try to say that every time I talk to someone somewhere, that all of the power is in the present moment. It's not in living in yesterday or living in tomorrow. And I think you've grasped that. And I can sense that in your energy, that you are living in the moment, which is a very positive thing. It doesn't mean you're avoiding your future or not that you haven't learned from your past, but you are moving in exactly the right direction. So, you know, I'm not the least bit concerned for you. And I think that's because you are so self-aware and moving in the right direction that it won't be any time at all. And I think you won't even have to feel like, am I doing the right thing? I think you'll be convinced. On one level, you already know that. But I think that any questions you have about taking time off, looking back, being more creative, using your red energy. We haven't talked a lot about color today, but you have a lot of base red energy. And when that's in the most positive form, it's all about creativity, raw creativity, beginning new projects, letting go of things you don't need. So you're really moving in a very healthy direction. Blue is a very healing color for you. July is has a lot of blue in the color. I do a monthly newsletter called Speaking Spiritually, and this month has a lot of blue in it. So this month should be very good for you, the entire month of July, for you to feel more calm and relaxed, even in somewhat of an unusual life flow situation. So you're doing the right thing. Just keep it up.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thank you for calling. We've had a lot of men today.
We have. Yes. You know why?
No.
Why? Men are staying inside because it's so damn hot outside.
They're not cutting the grass.
Oh, my gosh. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, toll-free phone line ringing again. Lee, real quick, talk about the heat for a minute.
Jeez, what's to say? It's way too hot.
Yeah, but what do you do with that? Because I think for most people, whether it's true or not, the expectation is that it makes people grumpy.
Right. No, it really does. It affects that energy. Okay, heat hits the base energy, which is the red energy. Now, that means you can feel very creative or you can be angry and grumpy. I did a reading last week for a woman in Phoenix. Okay, it's like 115 there. Different type of heat, but it's still hot. And we were talking a little bit about how the heat affects everything that we do. And it really does. I mean, you know, you cannot minimize the effect that it has. You need to be aware that you have too much red energy. What is the blue energy that cools it down? It's water. Drink a lot of water. Be around the water. It's relaxation. Find calmer times inside yourself. You might want to wear a light blue shirt, you know, something like that, and use that color to stop that. But
light green celery doesn't work?
No, celery does not work. Celery's not a hot color. You got on a cool color. I mean, it's not a cool color, but it's a cool color. Excuse me. Oh, I love it, Rick. You're so easy. I love being here. I want to come back again and give you a hard time. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, blue, the light blues, and of course, you know, whites, the lighter colors really do provide a little bit. But everybody needs to be aware that whether they love the heat or not, they're definitely going to be affected by it. I had a woman who said, I love it. I want it to be 100 degrees all the time. But you don't have to, you're still affected by it. So make sure that you give yourself a little extra time. Don't rush around the things that typically would, quote, overheat you energetically.
All right. We have both phone lines open. We're going to take these in order of how they came in. So let's see. We have Caleb from Richmond. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, how you doing, Lee?
Hi, Caleb. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent.
Good.
I mean, I actually just got back in town from Colorado.
Well, excuse me. You got married.
That's the truth.
You did.
It happened. She said yes.
She said yes. She didn't change her mind in Aspen.
That's right.
Oh, Caleb, I haven't talked to you. Caleb is a long, long time friend of mine. I've known him since he was a teenager. His mother is wonderful, and I haven't seen him in years, and he just got married, and I couldn't go to Colorado. So.
Oh, Caleb, that's so lame. She's too busy here making fun of me.
Okay, but it's good to hear you.
All right,
so I was just calling. We enjoyed Colorado and the wide open spaces, so I was just curious to get your point of view on. Well, Shelby and I both going forward, so this might be a question from both of us.
Well, sure, yeah. And with Shelby's permission, I'm sure that's fine. I think that you are at such an exciting time, and I think the one thing I would offer you is that this is not just because the marriage is new, because I know you all have known each other for a long time, but this is a time for new thoughts in your lives for both of you. And I think that new thoughts, it doesn't have to be completely changing your life. It doesn't have to be a complete new life plan, but I would really think about doing new things. Shelby has a lot of amazing creative energy. You have a lot of this very bright spiritual energy. I think the two of you really need to do some fun things. If you want to travel or if you want to do something different, you know, do it now because you're I feel like your marriage is quite blessed. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there in person, but I send you my blessings now, and I think that the two of you have such amazing continuity of energy. You're very different, and you're very similar. You've got that kind of thing going where you have enough differences that you don't bore each other, and you have enough similarities that you have trust and respect, and that's even more important than love. So, you know, you all keep it up. You're doing the right things. Just add a little more openness and excitement and creativity and have fun with life.
That's wonderful. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, Caleb, I'm so glad you called in. And I would see you sometime.
Yeah, when I'm in Charlottesville next, I'll give you a buzz off the air.
Please do that. I'd love to talk to you.
Have a wonderful day.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, 11:39 here on the wake-up call. I do have another caller on. Caller, please hang tight while I take this break at 11:39.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
The Hook visits the city of Fairfax to learn more about a 2005 crime recently tied to the Morgan Harrington death by the DNA of the suspect. McIntyre Recycling Center stops taking light bulbs, batteries, and similar toxic items because of budget problems. They can't make any money. But Vanderlyn Recycling takes those items and claims to make a little profit in doing so. How does that work? And restaurant week menus are made available. The Hook, making you hungry by just reading the paper. And let's thank Ben Around Tattoos for their support from downtown Waynesboro. They feature male and female tattoo artists. Ben Around Tattoos has thousands of designs available and can create work from a design you provide. Piercing is also available. Ben Around Tattoos in downtown Waynesboro or 701 West Main Street in Charlottesville. For more information, it's benaroundtattoos.com. All right, Lee, you ready?
I'm sure ready.
All right, we have a call from Rick in Bon Air. Rick, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Question for Lee.
Yes, I want to give Lee two factors about me and see what she can decipher.
Okay.
My favorite type of music is Baroque.
Okay.
And my favorite color, royal blue.
Royal blue. Well, I would say there are a lot of past life issues going on here. I don't know your belief of past lives, but I think that the color blue, royal blue, even when you go into the turquoise, for a lot of people signifies that there are a lot of energies that you have brought with you. Some people believe in past lives per se. Some people believe in genetic memory, whatever that is. Our likes and dislikes in things like music and art many times can have a lot to do with that. And I think what's going on in your life right now is that you you are striving to take another step up that ladder of self-awareness. You have grown a lot. You have learned a lot. And you're at a place now where I think you need to make a very specific intention in your life. You need to set an intention almost every day. We talked about that early in the show about the new moon and setting your intentions along with the new moon. For you, your intentions are very powerful. They need to be clearer. That means that when you get up in the morning, you need to write down what you'd like to accomplish for the day. Doesn't have to be a task. It can be an energy feeling. You wish to feel content for the day. You wish to feel balanced for the day because the royal blue comes from the throat center, which is about words. If you ever wanted to write music, to write words, really good time to continue with that process, a time of refining things, a time where you look back at what you've done and you decide what to let go of and what to keep and what to polish and shine. Like go through your closet and throw out the old shoes and polish the ones you want to keep. That kind of energy is very, very strong in you right now. So it is a time of accelerated growth, a time where you do need to use the color blue. I would keep blue around you. The healing color for blue is red, very dark red, cranberry red, you know, raspberry reds, those kind of reds. You may want to bring some of that into your life in the form of sheets, towels, shirts, those kinds of things. But, you know, I think that you're really in a growth spurt and in a very powerful, positive way. So I would really enjoy it. Just kind of hang on, but set a powerful intention for each day.
Thanks a lot. I am a writer and I'm a musician.
Okay. Well, keep it up. You're obviously doing the right things. So good.
Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome. We have had more interesting men calling today.
Well, you know, there are more interesting men out there. They've been listening to the program for a while, and that makes them better educated, more tolerant of others. I spread these wonderful abilities through the air.
That's right, because
from 11
you're
to 12.
Such a good example.
Yeah, even though I dress poorly, apparently. 11:43 on the wake up call. Lee Channing here, an intuitive analyst / psychic, taking your calls 979-0919 1-877 WNRN Rocks is toll free.
We've actually had 6 men call in today and only
are you
two women.
Keeping statistics?
Where are you, ladies?
We're going to bump that up. Kelly from Charlottesville. Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Question for Lee.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Kelly.
I've got a pretty tragic family life. My grandmother, mother, brother, and cousin all committed suicide.
I'm sorry.
And it's created a lot of real hardship in my family.
Sure.
And since my mom died, I feel more close to her than when she was alive.
Right.
I've gotten a lot of signs that she's looking out after me.
Good.
And I just wanted to know, is there anything I can do to try to heal?
Of course. Yeah, yes.
The pain in my family. And also... I'm not sure sometimes if I'm reading the right things from my mother.
Sure. Okay.
And I was just wondering if you can help me with this.
Absolutely. First of all, let's talk about healing the family.
Hello? I can't hear you.
All right. Why don't you listen by radio? I'm going to hang up and let you listen by radio. Okay.
All right.
That's okay. Thanks. Okay, Kelly. Yeah, I'll give you a response here. I think that one of the first things you have to realize and really bring to heart is that you can't heal your family or your family's energy. You can only heal yourself. But by healing yourself, you'll put a lot more power into the overall family energy for those still here and for those who are no longer here. So what you have to do is make sure and take very good care of yourself. You have a lot of blue energy. The blue energy can indicate creativity, like we just talked to, words, writing, reading. Also, it can be grief and sadness. So when you have that much, you really want to reground your energy. You want to do things down to the earth. So for you, doing classes, things like yoga, swimming, movement, stretching, that's going to help your physical body deal with some of this trauma. But I think the only thing you can do is to continue to listen. Is your mother sending you messages? Absolutely. Is it urgent that you understand them all? No. Many times when we get messages from the spiritual world, we don't understand them all, and we don't need to. You just keep the door open as long as that's comfortable. But your life process is for you to grow and learn in the highest spiritual fashion possible. You have, unfortunately and painfully, a lot of learning space available around you, but it does not have to affect your life. It does not have to cause unending grief. I think that you need to simply take care of yourself. Write down how you feel. Using words will help you as well. You don't have to be a musician or an artist or an author to do that, but write down how you feel. Do an exercise every morning. That's very good for this type of family issue. Do an exercise every morning where you write down one positive thing about each of your family members, deceased or alive, and bring positive energy into that light. But remember, you are much more than just your family. We do have biological families to help us learn and grow, but our main focus should be on our own spiritual growth. So really try to move away from the family issues and just take good care of yourself. That's not being selfish. That's being wise. That's being aware. So, you know, and I do feel like your energy is getting stronger and better.
Thank you very much, Kelly. I appreciate that call. Phone lines ringing again, 979-0919-1877 WNRN Rocks. Leah, I think I might've taken this. I feel like that I took this from you from a previous hour together. And I thought you were going to say that right then to Kelly, that you are not your, and I'm not going to quote this exactly. You are not your family,
right?
Your biological family.
Right.
And that's something that you need to focus on a little more than many people do is your social family, because you can make choices there as to who can play a larger or lesser part in your life and get from that. While with a biological family, while you can do the same in some extent as opposed to who you give more time to, you didn't choose those people and their decisions as right. to whether or not you want to have them in your life. And you can only do so much to let them go.
Right. You need to look at your biological family, particularly your parents. You chose to come into that situation, whatever it was, and look at your mother and say, what do I want to emulate and what do I want to avoid in her energy? The same with your father, your brother, your sister, whomever. You know, you are not your family. You are a totally and completely separate individual spirit. But you have chosen them for some reason, particularly as a young person. But as adults, your spiritual family is much more important to you. People say, well, you know, I'm closer to my friend than my sister. Fine. That's absolutely normal and acceptable. So, yes, look at your family. What did you learn? What can you learn? But know that you are a separate spiritual entity.
We got another call here from Shelby in Charlottesville. Hey, Shelby.
Hi, how are you?
It's a good day. Question for Lee?
Yeah. I just feel like I'm in a weird place spiritually and with my family relations, as you guys were just talking about. And I was just wondering if she could tell me anything about my energy or what I should do, because I just feel like I'm in this weird place.
Right. Shelby, you have a lot of yellow energy surrounding you right now. Now, yellow is the solar plexus, you know, sort of right in the middle of our abdomen. And the yellow energy says that When it's this bright and this yellow, it means you can see things clearly, but it also, in your case, means that you're moving too fast. You're kind of moving from thought to thought, from feeling to feeling, a little too fast. So how do you work with that? Well, you bring in your intuition. You bring in the purple energy. So I think it's very important for you to think less and feel more. Now, I don't mean become overly emotional. I mean trust yourself. Trust your intuitive feelings more. I don't think that you need to be intertwined so much with family issues right now. You need to separate yourself a little bit. You need to move out. You need to work on growing your intuition. Somebody asked that earlier, and it's really simple to do if you just pay attention. You can find a book, or you can take a class. You can go to a good intuitive, and they can give you some hints and some extra things to do. But most of the time, if you just start to slow everything down, it's like you're on a train track and you're doing 90 miles an hour. Slow yourself down to 50 miles an hour and see how that feels. Do it energetically. When you wake up in the morning, if you're already thinking when you open your eyes, you're going a little too fast. So you have a lot of good energy. You have a lot to work with. So just really make an effort to slow everything down in your life. And I think you'll be able to feel that pretty quickly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you.
All right. 11:51 on the wake up call. Time for a couple more questions. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Don't go anywhere because the man is in the room. Drew Thompson here for Les Temps Perdue at noon. He has the best of college alternative and underground music from the 80s and 90s, and at least one song heard during the second hour of Les Temps from 1 to 2 will be featured on the Plan 9 pop quiz the following week. All right, Lee, I had this question sent to me through the WNRN studio instant message.
Okay.
So I'll do my best to read it as exactly as I wrote it down.
Okay.
Jen in Barbersville. Jen says that she needs to make a career change. She's been where she is for 10 years and is now tired of it. Two things that she's interested in. One is more creative, and the other is more helping people become healthy. And she can't decide which to do.
Okay. Well, there's no question here. This is an easy one for me. And Rick, by the way, you have very clear energy when you read other people's questions. You move yourself out of the way. So that's quite a talent there. I think that Jen definitely needs to be involved with health. She can be creative in that as well. But as soon as you started talking about it, she really is truly bored. Not good for her energy because she has a lot of healing ability, natural healing ability. So I would say almost any field that goes into health, not just of the physical body, but health of the mental body, health of the emotional self, spiritual growth, that's definitely very high on her list. So I would say there's no question in my intuitive mind that she needs to move towards a health career. And thank her. Thank you, Jen, very much for calling in.
All right, Jen, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It is 11:53 in the wake-up call. And before I forget, I need to thank Sugar Snap for supporting us today. I can't forget that. Sugar Snap offers gently used baby and kids items. They have shoes and hats and nursing pillows, plus maternity clothes. Also at Sugar Snap, they have cloth diapers and diaper bags, plus locally made items. And they have a kid-friendly play area while you shop. You can become a fan of Sugar Snap on Facebook or Twitter, and more is at sugarsnapconsignment.com. All right, 11:53 with Lee Channing. We always get a bunch of calls, one blam, 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 right at the end of the hour, and we always have to tell people, I'm sorry, show's over. But at spirituallyspeaking.com, you can send in and ask a question, correct?
It's Spirits Evolving.
Spirits Evolving. What is my thing today?
I don't know.
Spiritually Speaking, that's the name of the...
Speaking Spiritually is the newsletter. You almost have it. You just have it all kind of confused. It's spiritsevolving.com.
It's the celery shirt.
spiritsevolving.com. Spirits with an S. And I answer questions. Yes, you can ask one question, a brief question. There's no charge, or you can set up a session if you need to. My office is here off of Old Ivy Road in Charlottesville. So... And I do phone readings and love meeting new people.
Especially ones who can properly pronounce the name of the website. Oh, my goodness.
And Lazarus is here with me now. He's keeping me company. Yeah, so
Lazarus is a good dog. All right, we have Liz from Charlottesville. Hey, Liz.
Hey. I'm calling with a question. I am wondering if Lee has any advice on how to ground my energy so that I can kind of put it into things more creatively and not feel like I'm in outer space so much.
Are you a space cadet? People don't usually even admit that. So, no, you're not, actually. You have a lot of good energy. What I would suggest for you is creative visualization, which is a very, very powerful tool. I will many times give people personal visualizations. Go to the website, which Rick can't remember. It's spiritsevolving.com. And there's one visualization entitled Grounding to the Earth. I learned that from an amazing Apache medicine man when I was out in Santa Fe, and it's really very simple, but you could use that where you really like feel like your feet are growing roots, you're growing into the ground, and then you stretch your energy. You can take silver cords and go up into the heavens. But I think any good visualization you can create yourself. You don't have to use somebody else's. But let the power of your creative mind come into play. And just, it's not enough to say, I need to be more grounded. I wish to be more grounded to maybe get more accomplished in the things that I want to do. You really need to do some exercises, maybe two or three times a day. But I think that for you, because of your energy, you know, you have a lot of purple energy, you have a lot of natural intuition, have a lot of pink energy, which is compassion. So you've got a lot of that light, high level energy, and you need to just bring it down. I would not even call you, quote, ungrounded, but you probably would feel more like you are part of this world, which sometimes I kind of fight a little bit, I think. But we are here. We have work to do, and we need to let ourselves grow and be spiritual. But I think that to ground your energy is going to make a difference. But I think just using your creative mind will be enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, Liz. It is 11:56 here on the wake-up call. Both phone lines are open. We can probably take one more call if you dial us up real quick, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free. Lee Channing here. And if you don't get it, again, it's spiritsevolving.com.
Right.
And I will put the proper link for the text on the for the text in the podcast site, sevillepodcast.com. Yes. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. I see the phone line is taken right now, so we'll get that name in here in just a second. Something people need to know for the month of July from the Spiritually Speaking.
Right, I think that there's a lot of blue energy, so I would say you need to talk, literally to yourself, to those around you. Just use the energy of your blue energy center. Relaxation is good. And, you know, before we take the call, I want to tell my granddaughter Ava is leaving today for her first trip to Norway to meet her Norwegian family. And she'll be back in a couple of weeks, and then she'll turn 7. So happy birthday to Ava when she gets back from Norway.
Well, let's see who's on the line.
Okay.
Caller, are you with me?
Hi, this is Anna in Charlottesville.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
Cleaning my house. I've got a lot of changes in my life, and there's just clutter from lots of hobbies, and I'm trying to decide which ones to let go, which ones to focus on, and which ones will be a career. Any suggestions on how to think about it?
Well, yeah, I think first of all, you're doing the right thing. Your energy even feels a bit cluttered right now. So it's a good time to declutter. Now, that goes down into the green energy center, your heart center. Your emotions are going to feel more balanced once you get through with this declutter. I would say take 80% of whatever your hobbies have been and literally let them go for now, at least. Nothing is permanent. But I would say for the next 2 or 3 years, I think you're going into a new energy spurt. So for the next 2 or 3 years, I would drop most of those. Do something with a lot of color involved. If you paint or if you sew, I feel like you could do something, you know, with that. But make sure that you focus on something. Look through all of your things, the things that has the most color in it. You really need to keep your energy involved and yet calm at the same time. So I would say decluttering is perfect. Use pink as a healing color. And I think that time is just about up. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Anna, thank you. Thanks to everyone who called in today and who's been listening. Again, you can go to spiritsevolving.com. There's a space to ask a question to Lee. There's a space to set up appointments with Lee. And Lee, I'll have you back on. Hopefully, you can come back on later this year.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Thanks to everyone.
So much.
Drew Thompson up next with Les Temps-Perdue. Adios.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.